Hello, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. Miley and I thought this would be a fun time to do an episode about Freaky Friday and the concept of switching places with one another and getting that quintessential perspective from the other person's eyes. So we hope you enjoy it and hope you've all enjoyed your Mother's Day, whether you're a female, a mother, grandmother, or a dad who plays the role of mom. Thank you to all those mother figures out there, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today, we are going to be talking about Freaky Friday. So, did you know that Freaky Friday has originally been a book and then was adapted into a movie not one, not two, but four times?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But only very recently, because when I was researching this episode, I, you know, wanted to know what the backstory was. So I found out that the book was written in 1972 by a Mary Rogers, who actually wrote the first screenplay for the first movie in 1976. And then, which we actually watched today for the first time. You know, it's not my favorite movie and definitely not my favorite version of this, just because, man, the misogyny and the...
It's
kind of painful to watch, actually.
It's not very good.
It's
but
not
that's
my favorite.
They redeemed themselves later. Disney
did.
Yes,
Disney, you know, having had purchased the rights to the book, definitely, you know, again, I think that's partially because when you were born, just certain things rub us the wrong way in older movies, as I'm sure with other people, that, you know, things that were acceptable then, not so much now.
So the next movie,
1995, which Jamie, yep. or actually no, 1995 was the made for TV movie, which I have not seen. 2003 version,
the best one,
yes, by far our favorite, with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, definitely my favorite. And then also a side note on that one, it was kind of cute to see the guy who played the Jodie Foster, the teenager's love interest, in the first movie, actually made a cameo in the second movie as a delivery guy. So that was kind of
the third movie.
The third movie. Darn. I keep forgetting about the second one because it was made for TV.
Yeah. And then the most current one, 2018, it came out. And it's a musical, which
shocked us because I wasn't expecting
weird.
A musical.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, it's different.
Yeah. It kind of threw me for a loop. But it was kind of fun. Some of the songs were catchy. But yeah, it kind of threw me for a loop because I wasn't expecting that. So
the third one we have established is our favorite.
So we didn't necessarily want to break down the movies per se, like we did in our last podcast with Wreck-It Ralph, but we thought being Mother's Day, it would be kind of a fun thing to discuss, to, you know, the quintessential talk about different perspectives, which is what we like to, you know, do, talk about your perspective mm-hmm. versus mine. And
these movies and book are literally all about different perspectives, basically.
Exactly. So,
and about mother-daughter. So
yes,
it's like,
particularly the mother-daughter relationship. So we thought, hey, what a fun
this
thing to take a riff on. And
especially on Mother's Day.
Exactly. So diving right in. Miley, what's something that you wish I could see through your eyes, and why?
For me, I think it's being a tween / teen of the 21st century. This is the 21st century.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
yes, it is.
I'm not. Okay. But I think that, because like with social media and all that stuff, I mean, you obviously were a teen one time. You can relate to issues that we all have, but it's different, like with like this whole social media thing, it's different it's than what you layer. Had.
And it's definitely
you'll never get to go through that as a tween teen because
right.
you are
older.
Yeah.
And we'll just leave that there. What's something you think I wouldn't be able to handle if I was your age?
Something
like right now.
But right now, if you were in my body for a day right now, what yeah. you wouldn't be.
What couldn't I handle?
Dance. Oh! What? My dance teacher would be like, Miley, why'd you lose so much flexibility overnight?
No, but I'd have your body, so I'd still have the flexibility.
You would?
Yeah. That's how it worked. I have the capabilities.
Oh, so you'd have the capabilities to dance.
Yeah, but I think the problem would be
memorization.
Yes. You'd I would be like, she'd it. Say some, you know, terminology. I'd be like, oh gosh, what is it? I don't know.
That would be the problem. Yeah.
So yeah, I think, yeah.
Now I'm going to throw those questions right back at you. What do you think for the first
Let's see. Question? What do I wish you could see through my eyes? I think I wish that you could see all the just everything I have to juggle in a day. Because I think your father and I are always like, oh, Miley, you have it so easy. It's so easy being a kid. And
but it's really not.
I think it's a little bit unfair to say easy, but you don't have all the added layers that an adult has. You know, you don't have to think about money and bills and getting the kid from point A to point B for all their stuff. And then the worry that a parent goes through, like you won't know that until you become a parent.
But
yeah, so yeah, you know, those are the things that, you know, as a parent, I think we really wish that, oh, if my kid just understood like the mental toll on your brain on a daily basis of
hey.
Work and, oh, I got to cook dinner yes. and, oh, I got to do this no. and, oh, I got to do that.
Excuse me. I cook dinner sometimes.
This is true.
I am a very independent person and I'm also very grateful of you and not all kids are. So you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to pat myself and daddy on the back for raising you good then.
Yeah. I do make dinner sometimes. I learned how you to cook do. Chicken.
Thank goodness. Because, man, I know I'm how not to cook chicken. A huge fan of cooking. I don't mind it sometimes. I like baking. I, you know, that's one thing that's a struggle for me living in a smaller town is that, oh, I wish we could just order out for delivery more frequently beyond like pizza because that's literally I think the only thing that can get delivered in this town. Otherwise I have to get my booty up and go get it myself. So
I have the next question for you. Wait, the question is what's something you wish you could see through my eyes
or no that I
that I you don't just think, answered that
no what I don't think you could handle as
oh,
me
oh okay
I your don't work. Well
I couldn't handle that. I would be so lost. I'd be like, what even is this?
Yeah, you would be totally lost with my job. I mean, you could answer the phone only because you've heard me answer the phone a million times.
Hello, this is Tara.
Pretty much. But beyond that, you'd be like scared to hear what people say on the other end.
I would.
I should preface that I'm a paralegal. So yes, I hear some pretty just
scary, sketchy stuff.
Some sketchy. I like the word sketchy. Yeah, okay. I get to hear.
But other than that, what were you going to say before I interrupted you? Sorry.
That's okay. No, I think, yeah, my job would be, I mean, you could certainly type and things like that, but you wouldn't, I don't think you'd like my job.
I don't know. It's not for me at all.
No, and that's totally fine. All. I never anticipated I would be a paralegal. And
it would be fun to get to drive. In the movies, did they ever drive, like get to drive? I mean, I guess they're like 16, so they're old enough to drive.
Well, a lot of times in movies, you're not in an actual car. You're in like...
No, I'm just saying like if it was real life.
Oh.
Like, because I... Just never mind.
No, go with your... What was your thought?
I was going to say, like for me, something... You know how you said it would be hard for me to work?
Oh, yeah. You?
I said... Well, it'd be hard for me to drive because I don't know, like, how to drive.
I'm young.
And I was saying, in the movies, do they drive? Like, in the movies, do they show them, like, getting to drive?
Oh, they did in the first one.
They did?
Yeah. I was like... Driving was actually... they touched on driving in the first one and in the the second one, or the third one, I should say. I don't know if it, I can't remember if it was in the musical or if it, I don't know about the made-for-TV movie, but
I was just like asking. I know they don't really drive in movies. Sorry, I was just, if it was like real life.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm too young. They're all like 16, so it's like fine.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
What's the next question? What's something
that you would not want to deal with? Well, you just kind of covered that as far as like my job goes. You wouldn't want to do my job.
What's something you would want to experience if you were in my body? I'm going to ask you.
I would actually, even though I don't know all the dance terminology that you do, I would love
to be flexible.
Yes! I want your flexibility, you punk. I would love to have your flexibility for even a day. And the, you know, because I played sports growing up.
Yeah.
So
you were never like flexible, a lean ballerina type body. Like, you know what I mean? Like the, where you can like reach and like,
yeah,
you know,
I definitely was more flexible as a kid in general, but there wasn't an emphasis,
like,
right. There was not the emphasis on flexibility because it wasn't necessarily, you know, didn't need to be able to do the splits in basketball, volleyball, softball, golf. None of those required that.
Yeah, no.
So while I enjoyed all the sports, you know, there was part of me that always wanted to dance, and, you know, I would do the dance camps that were available through the high school, you know, once a year. And aww, my high school didn't have dance, you know. Oh. I know. There was no dance team. So, I mean, I didn't even have that option growing up. And so, yeah, it's something I did dance team in college kind of on a whim my last 2 years, but the end of which was super fun. Loved the coach. And but yeah, I wish, and even then, I wasn't the most flexible. So
you'd love to be able to do like 4 turns.
I would love to, and without feeling nauseous, because I can't turn for the life of me, even taking the adult class.
I can't even do 4 turns. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, to be able to dance for a day and like do the tumbling and stuff. Because
oh yeah, tumbling.
I can do a round off to the right.
I think you'd be better in somebody else's body if you could do tumbling.
Well. But no, I mean, I think would be the most fun, because I liked school. I didn't mind school, so I wouldn't mind going back for that for a day. No. But I wouldn't want to deal with the students.
You don't want to deal with my classmates. I hope none of them are listening.
Well, you know, if they do, that's okay, you know.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah, to be flexible.
Can I do mine?
Yes. What would be something that you absolutely would want to, like, be like, yeah, I could do this?
Just being in charge.
Oh.
But, like, in the movies, they're mad at each other, and they're like, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
there's a lot more butting heads.
I wouldn't really be in charge, because you would, if we were in the movie, let's
sure.
say, you would still be like, no, I'm, you know, whatever. But if we just, like, switch bodies and we're, like, fine with it, you know, I would like to be in charge. That would be fun. Just like getting to make the calls, telling you what to do.
Yeah, but do you think you'd really be able to tell me what to do?
I don't know. Maybe. I think I'd be able to tell you what to do. I think.
Or at least you'd have to fake telling me what to do in front of other people.
Yeah, that would be fun. Or also driving.
You want to drive bad, huh? Don't rush it.
I don't really want to drive, though. Going to the store by myself.
Which is so comical.
And buying the food I want to get.
Which is so comical that's the stuff you want to do, isn't it? Like,
well, because if we only had like one day, I wouldn't be able to like travel or anything. Because it's one day.
Yes.
If it was like a week, I'd be like, hop on a plane, buy it with my credit card, you know? But it's one day, so like, I mean, I would have a credit card. That would be, the credit card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, do you think you get to go hog wild with the credit card?
No. I really don't, because you wouldn't let me, but that's okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think here's a good place to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. Thank you.
Wait, how?
And we're back. So, Miley.
Yes.
If we had a Freaky Friday brain switch, would you tell people? Or would you keep it to yourself?
You know, I would want to tell people, but I think people would think I was crazy.
Right.
And I mean, people already think I'm crazy naturally, so.
But not that level.
If they told them, like, especially like my classmates or something. Oh, wait, I would be you, so I wouldn't have to tell any classmates. But I'm sorry, if we switched and you had to tell my classmates, they would think you were insane, because my classmates already think I'm crazy.
I would definitely not tell your classmates or your teacher if it was my brain and your body. Yeah, no.
But the thing is, for us, yeah, so, like, in the movies, the mother and daughter, they're, like, so mad at each other, and they, like, don't even like each other anymore. But with us, it would be like, we'd be like, okay, we're going to strategically plan this out. We're going to make it the perfect day. We're going to use this to our advantage. They're just like, oh, this is so stupid, you know?
Right. There's the panic to get it undone as fast as possible.
I feel like we'd just be like, oh, this is great. Let's just strategically plan it out, you know? Because we, like, already get along.
I think I'd want to mess with people. Especially your father. Mess with daddy so hard. That'd be hilarious.
As me?
Sort of, yeah.
And I'd...
Okay. That'd be so weird, though.
We will...
Yeah. I'd actually want to probably hide from your father and just... He wouldn't believe us.
He wouldn't know. He'd be like, yeah, your guys are funny. But I would want to tell people, because that's just who I am. I want to tell... Oh, my voice. I'm sorry. I would want to tell everybody everything.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wouldn't.
But they wouldn't believe me, especially like me. Like, I'm sorry for you. If you tried to tell people, mom, they would not believe me because, oh, I'm just kidding.
We get locked up in the psych ward is what would happen.
I think maybe people would believe you. I believe you.
Aw, thanks.
Aw. Wow. Okay, sorry.
So silly.
Silly. You don't silly. Ever word yes. Silly.
Wait, I do.
Use the word silly. Okay. Moving on. So, no, I don't think – I would think I would tell them as you, and they wouldn't believe us. So I think you wouldn't tell anybody. I would want to tell people really bad.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't believe me, any of us. But that's Agreed. The difference between us and the movie is we're, like, getting along, you know. Like, we're already pretty much
– For the most part, we do get along.
For the most part, we get along. In all the movies, every single mother-daughter is like, oh my gosh, I just don't like you.
Right.
And
so there's
so
a big
mean.
Yes, they have a – there's more conflict on a daily basis. So they have a big lesson to learn.
So it's just like, wow, this is fun.
The crux of it. There's a bigger lesson to learn. You know, they really need to understand each other better. Where I think you and I have a good
– Understanding.
Most of the time. There are times when there's – a breakdown.
So I think we would just be like, oh wow, this is fun, let's woo party. Okay. Party in my mother's body.
Oh gosh,
that's weird. Okay, just keep going. Next
if
question.
This kind of switch happened, do you think that after the switch, after we were back to ourselves, there was a big lesson you would have taken away that would help you act differently in any way?
Maybe I think we would both understand each other just a little bit better than we already do, like, for both of us.
Yeah.
I think he'd be like, oh, okay, like, yeah, she does, you know, school is hard.
Well, I remember school being...
The new math?
The new math. Okay, yeah, I would maybe have a better appreciation because that's
for me and
stupid
how,
new math.
And I'm an accelerated group.
Right, so yeah.
Good job,
I would,
sweetie.
I mean... I should say I did bad at math in school, which I really didn't. I mean, perspective-wise, the lowest grade I think I ever got was like maybe a C one semester for Algebra 2 in high school.
The lowest I've ever gotten is an A.
Yeah, I don't like you. But that was in high school. I got straight A's in grade school and junior high and all that. It was just, you know, once I hit Algebra 2, it was not my... My brain kind of shut down after
I don't
geometry.
Like I okay, but I think, yeah, I think so, we both yes, appreciate, you'd appreciate me, like, going to school more and, like, how hard dance really is. And, like,
well, I know dance is hard. Believe me, I take the adult class and I'm like, oh, Mom, my body.
That's nothing compared to what I do.
My body is, you know, aged, more aged than you.
But I would appreciate, even though I already do appreciate how hard you work, like, in your job,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, I would just, like, know it more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Know the work. But I already do appreciate, like, all the work that you do.
Aww.
Don't.
No. Aww, thanks, my baby.
No. But I do. I do already appreciate, and I know how hard you work, but I just think I would, like, understand.
Oh, God, this job is weird. A little more in-depth understanding never hurt anyone, right?
Hmm.
Yeah. And you don't have a sibling to deal with, so that's...
No. That's also, like, another thing about us. It's literally just us, so it's like, well...
Right. You don't have anyone to fight with but me. You don't have a sibling to fight with.
Or dad.
Right.
You Dad's kind of like my sibling.
Really, at times, it sort of feels that way.
But, okay, next question. Last question.
I don't know if it's the last question. We might have to think of other questions, too.
Okay, well, next question.
If you could switch bodies with anyone, or brains, whatever you want to call it, who would you want to do that with and why?
So this kind of strays away from the mother thing, but just for a second, I just think it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Who would you want to first? Do you know?
Oh.
I really don't know.
You know,
I want to switch bodies with dad.
No.
Be a dude? Okay, sorry.
No. I would stick with being a woman. And I don't have a specific person picked out, but I would like to, in general, I think it would be nice to switch bodies with someone who lived on a beach or by water, somewhere warm, and didn't have to worry about putting in
you're
the daily grind. Generally money. Yeah, because that's something that's constantly on adults' minds and just
so a rich person
drains
a celebrity. I mean,
no, not even a celebrity. Just someone who didn't have to.
Yeah. A retired person?
I would love to be retired already. Yeah. But
a retired person.
But not. I want to be younger when I retire, but I don't know that that's going to be a reality.
Well, I want to switch bodies with.
But at the same time, you keep thinking about that. Sorry. You hold that thought. At the same time, I would also want to be someone that.
A dude?
No, not a dude.
What would be the first thing you would do if you were in
We're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Everybody thinks the same thing.
I know. So we're not even going to say it. No, I would like to. You know, there's part of me that thinks it would be really beneficial to actually, like, if you really wanted to get something out of it, not just selfishly, mm-hmm. but really get something out of it, is to actually be someone completely different. So, you know, I'm a white woman in the United States. I think it would be really educational to be someone of a different ethnicity, a different socioeconomic background, a different, mm-hmm. possibly even a different religion, and just to really grasp what other people go through. I think that would be incredibly beneficial to not just myself, but so many people. It's, you know, it's the age old adage about putting yourself in someone else's shoes, but yeah. This would be literally putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And so I think, yeah. on a more serious note, that would be incredibly educational, and I wouldn't mind doing it for a day. Because I know.
Because you just get to go back to here, but your brain would be so much. We're talking about this like this is a real thing. But your brain would be so much more like, wow, okay, you'd think before you do more things.
I think people would, yeah. I mean, I try to be a conscientious person and, you know, cognizant of the world around me and the other people around me. But I think you can only. you
yes
can only know that so far because you have not been in other people's shoes.
Yeah, but just think about the person on the other side who gets to be to you. They would be like, oh my gosh, this is like amazing, you know?
Possibly.
But or they wouldn't like it, but yeah. But, you know, think about like the person on the other side who would be switching bodies with you too. It would be like, wow, you know? Well, me, I'm not really as deep as you. Sorry.
That's but okay.
I just want to switch bodies with, I really don't know. Somebody who lives, well, I would probably just say somebody who lives like in a beach in a warm weather. Yeah, somebody who lives by water in the beach on warm weather with, I don't know.
You wouldn't want to take a spin in a body of someone who...
A performer who... I want to be in somebody's body who works at Disneyland. I want to be in a Disney princess. That's who I want to switch bodies with. I want to switch bodies with somebody who works as a Disney princess at Disneyland.
Okay. I did not see that one coming.
I just want to be a Disney princess, okay?
Well, that
specifically Rapunzel.
Nice.
I have issues, I know.
That may be something that you can do someday. Who knows? If you really want to work at Disneyland for a while.
I don't think so. That's okay. But I just think it would be fun for a day to be like, yeah, this is cool. Okay.
And then the day would be sufficient?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up, you know? I think we have
established what it would be like for us to switch bodies.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun, educational.
I think
it would be a little scary. Things would be, I wouldn't mind going back to a more fit physical form.
Wow. Good job. yeah. I think it would be cool to be you, but I get to sleep in your comfy bed.
Hey, man, you have a comfy bed too.
I know, but yours is cooler.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all. Come back again. So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.